Folks, it was very tragic, the news we received yesterday as our friend Lee Rogers passed away the night before. And it was obviously a shock to all of us here at the KSFO studios, and it's going to be a shock to so many of you listening this morning as well, who knew Lee for so many years in the Bay Area on KSFO and before that on KGO Radio. But what a quality broadcaster. But beyond that, just a quality guy. And typical Lee style, he was undergoing heart surgeries, and basically, as I understand it, he had been living on borrowed time since he left this microphone 3 years ago. But Sherry, you told me to the very end he was making jokes,
yes,
with the nurses in the operating room before he went in for this dangerous and risky surgery.
Yeah, apparently he made the joke when they rolled him out there on the table and stuff. He looked down, he's like, "Hey, I'm naked. How come you guys aren't naked, too? I don't think that's fair." Typical him.
That is so typical Lee Rogers. So in the spirit of Lee, the show must go on. And I think you said something also that was very telling. This is a guy who didn't want a big send-off. He didn't want a memorial service. So the last thing we should do is, you know, deny those wishes and carry on for 4 hours on this program.
No, he did not want a boo fest, a boo-hoo fest. He didn't want a cry fest. He wanted to be remembered for the funny, entertaining man that he was. And I think we should all honor him and do that.
I think we all just need to remember today that he was actually the person who tried to fight Congressman Barney Frank at the Democratic Convention in San Francisco. There was an eruption of emotion, as we should say, as chairs went flying and fists went flying, and he tried to beat the crap out of Barney Frank. And I think we owe him all a debt of gratitude for at least that one effort.
What year was that?
That was 1988.
And so he was working for KGO then?
Yes, he was.
That's hilarious.
Jack Swanson hired him twice, first for KGO Radio, and then again in 1994 for KSFO Radio. So he had a very long, long career here in the San Francisco Bay Area, but his career actually extended over 62 years. And our paths crossed not only here in San Francisco, where I co-hosted this show with him for many years, for 14 years, but in Kansas City, Missouri, where he worked at WDAF Radio. And he has plenty of stories about that, too.
I'm remembering one story that he's told and he's written about his first real radio job. And again, Lee was what, 76 years old?
76.
Okay, 76. So we're talking a career that started over 55, almost 60 years ago.
He started literally when he was 14 years old.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, this is we're talking about when radio was really just getting ramped up and rolling. So he's the last of the real radio pros in this marketplace. I mean, we saw the last of the TV pros die from the guys who really just fashioned the medium. When Dave McElhattan passed a couple of years ago from Channel 5, that was the end of the era in terms of the old school real television broadcasters. And Lee is the passing now of the old school real radio broadcasters in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. But he talks about his first real radio job. He was broadcasting local high school and college sports events in Jackson, Tennessee. Again, this is a guy who worked all over the country, as everybody did in his era. And he was saying about how one occasion the high school football team was playing at a town, you know, some distance away, and he arrived at the football field with his colleague who acted as the engineer and read the commercials during the broadcast. But the problem was, instead of running the telephone lines, and I'm reading here from Lee, instead of running the telephone lines necessary for the broadcast into the small press box atop the stands, the installer had simply left them hanging from the telephone pole outside the fence behind the grandstand. We couldn't even see the field from that location. So in the spirit of the show must go on, I did the play-by-play description standing outside the stadium with Vince running back and forth to the fence, running to the field so he could see some of the game, and the scoreboard, running back to me to tell me what happened. He would scribble a note about what he thought was going on, from which I would lavishly embellish and create a very exciting game. That was Lee. That's
was
pretty much
Lee.
It, ladies and
Uncle
gentlemen.
Lee, as we like to call him.
So, I mean, this is these kind of guys. cut their teeth in broadcasting, working in these rinky-dink little towns under crazy conditions. And so once they finally got to the big time and they had all the accoutrements, man, were they ready, and man, could they make it happen.
Well, Lela,
and he did. There's no question about that.
He was the most disciplined and hardworking radio talk show host I ever met, and he actually was my role model. He was always afraid that if he wasn't prepared enough, that the phone lines would go dead, as they did to him in his early career, leaving him with nothing but the newspaper to read. And he was determined that was never going to happen to him. So he over-prepared for every show. He worked 18 hours a day. And as his widow Susie said yesterday, he had problems with his heart because he gave so much of it to radio.
Yeah, and he really did have problems with his heart. When he left the station 3 years ago, he was in some serious condition. Of course, no one ever talked about that because Lee wanted it that way. But, you know, he really had been struggling these last 3 years. And yet, you know, from the brief communiques I had with him and from the many communiques I know that that Sherry had with him, even going down to visit him a couple times, the guy was just in great spirits. What a positive attitude.
I went down.
For somebody who could be so cranky, he had a great attitude.
He was great. I went down there with my kids a few months ago to visit him, and he taught them. You know, they're 7 and 10. He taught them the worst table manners. He wanted to make sure that his legacy was left. He wanted to make sure that the next generation was going to be able to be rude and crude and funny. So when I told them the news yesterday that he had passed, their reaction was, but who's going to tell us how to act rudely in restaurants now? Who's going to teach us? I think they had the right attitude about it. You know, they remember the good, funny things about him, and that's what we should all do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
He had a way with children. In fact, he was Uncle Lee to my son, Christopher. And, of course, when he heard the news yesterday, he had pretty much the same reaction. And everybody, you know, everybody who knew him considered him to be family because he was part of he was just connected to our lives in so many different ways, and especially, most importantly, through the radio.
He, on the radio, as everyone knows who recalls Lee, he could get so passionate and so fiery. But then when you meet him for the first time, like, quite frankly, so many people in radio, just the nicest guy in the world.
Absolutely.
Right?
He could be the meanest, most difficult, complicated, contemptuous individual on the planet. And then you meet him and you go, what's the big deal? What? This is not the same man I hear on the radio every day.
Right. This could not be the same. You're exactly right. No, that's so true. Okay, so again, Lee Rogers passes night before last. He dies on the operating table, if you're just joining us. It was a very complicated heart surgery from everything I've been able to ascertain. Now, he doesn't want, there's no memorial service planned, but is there any place people can make a donation to a charity? What do you know?
I'm asking people simply, if you'd like to pass your condolences on to Susie, you can write us here at 55 Hawthorne Street in San Francisco. Just address it to me at KSFO, and I'll make sure it gets to Susie, or you can email us through our website, ksfo.com, and I will be sure that she gets all the messages. And I know that it's very important to her to read those, so please feel free if you want to. But as far as charities, I don't think she has designated anything in that area.
Excellent. All right. Great. Let's allow the show to go on here on KSFO. 15 minutes past 5 is our time.